This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that political instability in Niger, resulting from a military takeover that deposed the country's president this week, threatens Washington's economic support to the African nation.
Let me be very, very clear about this, as I have been in my phone conversations. Our economic and security partnership with Niger, which is significant, hundreds of millions of dollars, depends on the continuation of the democratic governance and constitutional order that has been disrupted by the actions in the last few days.
Members of Niger's military announced on Wednesday that it deposed a democratically elected president and on Friday named another general as the country's new leader. China has accused the United States of turning Taiwan into an ammunition depot after the White House announced a $345 million military aid package for Taipei. Taiwan said Sunday it tracked six Chinese Navy ships in waters off its shores. The China's Taiwan Affairs Office issued a statement late Saturday opposing the military aid to the self-ruled island, which China claims as its own territory. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden was asked why the U.S. is helping Taiwan.
That it should have its own government. It should have the right to self-determination. And as part of that, the U.S. for years has been providing Taiwan with self-defense capabilities, with weapon systems, with planes, with even drones. And there are reports out there that some defense officials talking to other media outlets have said part of what's in this package are MQ-9 Reaper drones, which can be used for surveillance. They can be used for reconnaissance to help